There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's focus our attention first on Australia, where the upcoming federal elections on May the 3rd are deemed critical for the Jewish community amid rising anti-Semitism linked to the country's changing stance on Israel. Under Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, the Labour government has shifted from long-standing support for Israel to a pro-Palestinian approach, aiming to appeal to Muslim voters. In contrast, the Liberal National Coalition, led by Peter Dutton, vows to restore support for Israel and combat anti-Semitism. This political landscape mirrors similar trends in the United Kingdom, with radical Muslim candidates challenging Labour incumbents in areas with significant Muslim populations. Moving across to Europe, and in 2024, the Netherlands experienced a troubling rise in anti-Semitic incidents with a reported 421 cases, an 11% increase from the previous record. Edo Verdener, the National Coordinator for Combating Anti-Semitism, condemned the figures as shameful, noting a growing public acceptance of anti-Semitism. Another report from the Center for Information and Documentation on Israel, the CIDI, characterized this violence as the most severe in Europe since the Holocaust. It has been established that the Jewish community is facing a 45% rise in incidents in public spaces. In Israel, the forthcoming JNS International Policy Summit, to be held in Jerusalem on April the 27th to the 28th, aims to shift Israel's approach in response to recent atrocities against Jews, marking a significant moment since the Holocaust. Featuring prominent figures like U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee and various Israeli ministers, the summit will discuss strategies amidst ongoing conflicts following the October 7th attacks, which killed 1,200 people. Huckabee will deliver his first major policy address since arriving in Israel, while Hungarian State Secretary Peter Szatyré will discuss his country's decision to withdraw from the International Criminal Court. As we end off another week, let's look back at what stories made headlines. A recent survey indicates that nearly all Holocaust survivors will be deceased within 15 years, with the median age currently at 87. By 2031, almost half of the survivors are expected to pass away, and by 2040, about 90% will be gone, leaving an estimated 21,300 survivors. Commemorating Yom HaShoah, Israel's President Isaac Herzog emphasized his commitment to engaging with Holocaust survivors at the president's residence, where he frequently meets them and their families. The International Criminal Court's Appeals Chamber has unanimously decided to send Israel's challenge regarding the court's jurisdiction back to a lower chamber. The judges indicated that the initial ruling overlooked key arguments for Israel, affirming its right to contest jurisdiction. Despite pressure from various European nations to exclude Israel from this year's Eurovision Song Contest, director Martin Green affirmed that Israel will not be disqualified. Israel is set to become the first country to offer private AI tutors to every student through a collaboration between eSelf, an AI platform for custom avatars, and the Center for Educational Technology. And finally, the World Jewish Congress, WJC, has launched an impressive exhibition at the Auschwitz-Birkenau Museum featuring original artworks by students from 13 schools across 10 European countries. These creations reflect contemporary youth's engagement with Holocaust memory, emphasizing lessons on justice, tolerance, and dignity. Students from both Jewish and non-Jewish backgrounds explored Holocaust history through visits to memorial sites and articulated their experiences through various media, including paintings and written narratives. The WJC's president, Ronald S. Lauder, highlighted the exhibition's role in connecting history to moral responsibility, while CEO Sarah Friedman noted its importance in fostering values beyond mere facts. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.